About the Phil's book, Sacred Hoops.
Alvin, how does the team go from being a not very good defensive team to a pretty darn good one?
I don't know. One of the things is that I just think we focused in a lot more on what we need to get done. And, we improved individually, but I thought we improved collectively from the team defensive standpoint. I think that's more so than anything. Guys are really talented in this league, and you got to have a good team defense in order to be a good defensive team. There's very few individuals that can lock in on a guy and be able to play. And, you know, I look at teams like Boston and San Antonio. You know, I watch the way Steve plays and stuff. He can still get by anybody. You know, it's the second and third defenders where they're really good. And that's where I think we made some improvement.
What did you do well, particularly in the fourth quarter, most of the second half in Salt Lake?
Well, I thought we did a really good job of just making them a jump shooting team. They didn't hurt us on the inside. And, you know, they didn't shoot the ball well, and we were able to run off misses. And when we're running off misses, we're a much better team. But, you know, I wouldn't count on holding them to 27 points this, you know, tonight in the second half. I think we still have to be solid in what we're doing, and I thought we did a really good job on the boards, but obviously they're not going to shoot like that. And I told everyone, you know, it was kind of that was almost a surreal situation. And I think right now they've had three practices and a chance to settle down. So I think you'll see a completely different team.
So we see you three or four times a year, and every time I got to try to find a new way to ask the same question. But how does Steve Nash wow you by seeing him every day?
Well, I think the big thing with him is just consistency. You know, he practices as hard as anyone we have. He works as hard as anyone we have in the work room, and he takes care of his body. You know, the food that he eats and things like that. It becomes really important to him. And I think he's in great shape, and that's why I never talk about his age, because it doesn't matter. He could be 27, he could be 36, it doesn't matter, because I think you look at physically where he is from that standpoint, and he's in great shape, so that's why he can play at the level that he plays.
And your keys to the game?
Well, to us, I think rebounding the basketball, is going to be really important. Then we have to do a good job on Darren Williams. Obviously, we have to be able to corral him in the open floor and try to keep him off the foul line. When he shoots 10, 12 free throws and have 10, 12 assists, then they're really difficult to do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any limitations on Dragić?
No, not at all. You know, he just wasn't going to come back until, he felt like he can play, so there's no minutes or anything, limitations from that standpoint.
What do you think got Robin going on Friday night?
I'm not real sure. I mean, we just got to find a way to, bottle that up somehow and keep him going. I just thought he was really aggressive, and and because of that, I thought some good things happened for him. So he's got to try to find a way to keep that aggressiveness going.
Hey,
we just try to keep guys in front of him and make him shoot a challenge jump shot. But I mean, he's obviously he's talking about one of the better point guards in the NBA, if not the best. So you just try to challenge shots and hope he gets. I don't think it's anything in particular we're doing. Other than just being solid in our defense and hope that the shots are not going. Oh, nice. Way to go, Craig.
Let me know. Put on the bill.
Thank you.
All right.
Good to see you.
Thank you, Drew. The goal, the original goal of the defensive board, in the top 15.
That's what we like to be. That's where we were last year. And I mean, obviously, at the start of the year, we dug ourselves such a hole. We dug ourselves such a hole that, it's really difficult, to do. But I think we've made unbelievable strides. Even to go from 20, from 30th to 23rd, is a huge jump overall. And, you know, if you take the last 12 games, you know, we're in the top three. And so, you know, I think that's what we choose to look at right now. And that's what we said about 10 games ago, 12 games ago, that we'll judge our defense from the next 10 games and then try to stay consistent with that like this. So, that's why we
were you above 50 at the time?
We were right at 50, which is unbelievable, you know. So, you know, that's really tough. You know, you get 20, 25 games into the season where you're giving up, you know, 50% shooting on 108 points. It gets really difficult. Obviously, the more games you play, the more difficult it is to bring that points per game down, which doesn't bother me so much the way we play, but the defensive field goal percentage is something that you have to take a serious look at. And we were at a position where we were giving up 50%. You know, you just it's hard to do that and win games. But as I said, in the last 12 games, we're at 42%, and I think that's why we've had some success.
So you're bottomed out at 50, and were you last in field goal?
We were last in field goals from the very first game of the season. You know, all the way to the first 25-30 games. And I think we've done a much better job too with our turnovers, managing those. And I think when you have a high turnover rate, that's a direct correlation to having a high defensive field goal percentage. And not only that, I also think that increases the fast break points that you give up, because I also think that when you turn the ball over, you really don't have a defense for a turnover. You know, usually they're going to run out, they're going to have numbers, and, you know, it gets to be tough to defend teams that are running out and have numbers when you turn the ball over. So we've done a good job at that. You know, last week we had a game where we had 7 turnovers, and then the next, we had 6 turnovers. Next game we had 7 turnovers. When we play like that, we're pretty good at that.
Well, that's where Utah's got in your pass, but yeah, Friday night you guys did a nice job of keeping it to a minimum.
Exactly. Because they are, you know, we tell everyone what they are, is that they're a team that plays very, very physical, and they play physical the entire game. And so what you have to be able to do is that you got to be able to match their physicality, but not try to get in a situation where you're playing that way if you're not accustomed to playing like that, you know. Zillion in this game, you know, it's a 5-point game. They were down 24.
Didn't they have a full court alley oop in the first quarter or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wayne did.
They were down how many?
24.
24. 41 and 19.
They scored 41 in the first quarter. Now they had 17 in the first quarter. It was 41 to 19 in the quarter. In the first quarter. So they put up a few numbers of their own in this one.
Do you think seriously about the Stampede and all your
We considered it, yeah. You know, we considered it.